Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate January 14th. A beautiful spiral galaxy spins into view in the northeast this evening, near the tip of the Big Dipper's handle. It actually consists of two galaxies. A large one that's interacting with a smaller one, with a bridge of stars and gas between them. M51 is the first galaxy whose spiral nature was seen. It was revealed by the Leviathan of Parsonstown, the largest telescope in the world at the time. It entered service in 1847, 175 years ago. The Leviathan was the invention of William Parsons, the Earl of Rosse in Ireland. He owned and operated a large estate, but was also interested in astronomy, and he designed a telescope that far outclassed anything else of the time. Its main mirror spanned 6 feet, 2 feet wider than the second largest. The metal mirror had to be taken out and polished every 6 months, so Parsons made two of them. The mirrors fit into a tube that was 58 feet long. It was suspended between two brick walls, and assistants used cables and pulleys to move it. Parsons did some of the observing himself, but he also hired a professional. Together, they studied the odd fuzzy objects known as nebulae. Astronomers hadn't figured out what they were. The Leviathan revealed that some are clusters of stars, but more than 100 were spirals. Decades later, astronomers showed that these objects are separate galaxies of stars. Beautiful spirals first resolved with the Leviathan of Parsonstown. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.